405 DGS and KMOX. Happy Monday to you. Dave Murray joins us. Hello, Dave.
Hello there.
Dave, have you ever done any acting?
No. Well, KMOX used to do a Christmas show.
So no acting.
Long time ago. So definitely no acting. That's about as close as I get. I was in high school involved in the theater group, but I was a behind the scenes guy, you know, lighting and hammering and stuff like that.
Well, lighting, you know, I am going to be funding and executive producing a movie about Andrew going to the movies over the weekend. And I think you are perfect for the ticket taker. So I'm willing to take a chance on you.
I was hoping I could play Andrew.
That would be amazing.
Okay. That's genius.
I am living for his interpretation.
And Dave Murray. As Andrew Stoltz.
What did you do in the Christmas play, Dave?
I played a cow, a Christmas cow.
That's not nice.
did Kevin Killeen write the play? Do you remember?
I don't remember. This was back in the Kevin Horrigan days. Charlie Brennan was involved in it. Who else was in that? Almost anybody who was on KMOX at the time was in it, but kind of had to be in it.
Yeah, we didn't have one this year. I didn't hear why they didn't do one, and the year prior because of COVID, but I'm hoping that we get back on track because I want to be a part of the Christmas play.
This should not be on the air, but it's because Kevin Killeen wrote me in as a cow, and I said no. And now I understand. You know, making fun of the new guy.
I'm sure you're sure you didn't say no.
Okay, let's go. I don't remember much over the weekend. I guess it was just kind of crap, right?
Yeah, it was okay. You know, up and down temperatures. That's the story this week again. Northwest flow every once in a while. An Alberta Clipper is going to pass well to our north. Drag a cold front through. That's what is going on right now. So ahead of each Clipper front, it warms up. That's what happened today. Behind each front, maybe a quick little shower. That's about it. Northwest wind shift and the colder air comes in. So we were hanging around 50 degrees for a couple of hours today. We're 15 tonight, that colder air. We're 28 with sunshine for the high tomorrow. 5 Tuesday night into Wednesday morning. Wednesday sunny, but 29. Thursday, we're ahead of the next Clipper front. More clouds and sun up to 45. Now, that's still kind of cold. But Thursday night, back in the northwest flow, 19 degrees. Friday, partly sunny and 25 for the high. Then we get up to about 35 on Saturday and 45 on Sunday.
So I don't know whether it's just because it's the third year of COVID. Winter feels really weird to me. Has this been a weird winter?
Not really in my book. I think December was a little warmer than I thought it would be. We haven't had much snow, but we've had plenty of cold air this January.
Do you guys feel me? I mean, everything feels weird, obviously, but I mean, like, even just the weather, just like tomorrow it could be 80 degrees and I'd be like, okay, it's summer again.
Yeah, I get you on that. I mean, it feels like anytime it's really cold, we're going to have a balmy day to make up for it the next week. So that's been a little odd rather than it just being cold all the time.
Yeah, I don't remember. I mean, it doesn't feel like it. I don't track it, but it doesn't feel like there have been as many days where you're like, holy crap, I got to warm up the car today and do all that stuff. Most days, I'm like, yeah, it's fine.
I mean, I'm way weird about this, but I literally haven't worn a coat yet. So, I mean, if I were stuck in my car, I'd be dead. But, you know, I mean, just like living a normal life.
By the way, Dave Murray's forecast is brought to you by Air Comfort Service Heating and Cooling.
Want some fun facts?
Yes, please.
Okay, oh, yeah. This one's not fun. In fact, it's terrible. Oh. But anyway, two men were hit by a woman falling out of a window.
Oh my,
who was looking at another man who fell off a roof.
What? Oh, my goodness.
So a woman fell out of a third-story window in Japan on Friday and crashed into two men below. She'd been looking out her window at another man who had just fallen from the roof of the building.
So he's already on the ground. She's leaning out the window, looking at him, and then falls onto two more men.
Who were watching the first man and then saw her, and then she fell on him.
Lesson, don't rubberneck.
Yeah.
Serious.
They all lived.
Mind your own business.
Mind your own business. Yeah.
Yeah.
Write that into the movie somehow, Dave.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Andrew, you are gone. Dave Murray's going to play you in the movie.
Yes. Okay. Well, he's not quite handsome enough, but we'll make it work.
And he's a method actor. We'll so for 6 months, he's only going to act like you around.
Yes. I would be
complete. Dave, completely down to the car.
Oh, he cleaned the car, Dave. Did you know that?
Cars no wonder there clean. Was an earthquake.
Car's mostly clean.
No more spiders.
Car's mostly clean.
Mostly clean.
Tell Dave Murray how many empty bottles were in the car.
Let's make him guess.
Well, would you like to guess, Dave? I'll give you two guesses.
Now, these are like Coke bottles?
Right. Yeah, soda bottles, water bottles, any kind. Well, there was less water, obviously, but any kind of bottles that could have been in there.
How long had you gone without cleaning it?
I'm going to say, let's say 7 years.
Now, you know he's giving himself the benefit of the doubt.
Ish. Let's say seven.
I mean, I never clean my car, but that's a lot.
Let's say 2,400 issues.
75. 75
bucks. Wow. He's the closest.
That's very close.
You were born to play, Andrew.
87 is the exact number. And that's what I'm saying.
He's already in the right mindset.
He's in the mindset, which is very impressive.
He's like, oh no, 75.
Somewhere in the range of 75.
Okay, real question.
Perhaps even more than that.
You know, I'll know if you're lying. Uh-huh. Was there even one water bottle?
There was a couple. There, because not with water, but with
like Mio or something.
Yeah, I got into those
mixers.
I got into those crush mixers for a while, which I they might be making a return. We'll see. I still like them. They're harder to find now, but there was a lot of like half drank like cherry, because they had the cherry crush that they don't make anymore, but it tasted just like old style cherry Kool-Aid. Ugh.
So you use the mixers. I really love drinking water, but I know some people don't like water. Can you drink it, or you'd rather have a flavor?
I can drink it, and I think I know why a lot of people don't like drinking water, because I think it's the same reason that I don't. And I think it's because I eat whatever. Rachel looks so upset right now.
I'm not upset. I'm listening.
Just concerned.
Rachel dropped her head and pinched her like, the bridge of her nose. Like,
I'm just thinking. I'm just sitting here thinking.
What
how
is he going to say?
Every football team has a punter. That's all they do is punt. The Senate needs just one of you to filibuster.
Right.
They're like, get me Andrew. And you just walk out. And you take the mic, you're like, so I think I know why people don't like water.
They wheel me out in the Hannibal Lecter.
48 hours later, the bill's dead.
Why do you not like water?
Because
it doesn't taste like anything. So it seems like it'd be really easy for everyone to drink.
Not so. I know what you're thinking. It tastes like nothing. However.
You're about to feel so stupid.
Rachel.
It tastes like trash.
Oh, Rachel, allow me to inform you about drinking the thing you drink all day every day. In my experience, and I think part of it is because I eat like garbage, but then when I eat like garbage, the water takes on the taste of all the other like garbage.
That does sound terrible. You're gonna make me stop drinking water.
I couldn't come up with
that. There went sex for 2022.
like all the whatever nasty, you know, McGriddle or whatever I ate for lunch that day.
So you're trying to wash out the taste of whatever you just ate with the flavored
with flavored water, or the more powerful,
the burn of the Coca-Cola.
The burn of the Coca-Cola, if you will, that'll absolutely just
water just tastes like tacos.
Scorched earth. Exactly.
But tacos are good.
But not good tacos. Like old fast food tacos.
They're still good.
I've changed my mind. I don't want to play anymore.
Yeah, you got it. No more method acting.
He's going to turn down the role, I think.
It's a lot of, listen, Dave, it's a lot of work, trust me. It's a lot of work being me.
I'm never going to get this movie produced. All right, more fun facts.
Oh, yes, yes.
In 2013, scientists in China were able to grow a human tooth from absolute scratch using stem cells taken from human urine.
Interesting.
Wow.
It's not from scratch. They used the urine.
You're right. It's a poorly constructed sentence.
Yeah.
We created it out of nothing and pee.
And human urine.
Did they set out?
But mostly nothing.
Did they set out to make a tooth, or did they set out to make something good and just it ended up a tooth?
Yeah, they set out just to make a whole person. They're like, well, we got a tooth.
Yeah, we got a tooth.
We started with pee. So
we got something.
Anyone know where the phrase cut to the chase comes from?
Nope.
Is it something in a movie?
Yeah. In the old black and white silent films, they would almost always end up with some sort of a car chase. And if a movie was boring, they'd say, just cut to the chase. Just cut out all this story.
Let's
get us to the car chase. I'm down with that.
That's what we're going to do in the movie. Cut to the part where he taps on the sign.
Cut to the sign tapping and me going, I don't know what to do. I stood in front of that guy for 30 full seconds.
I will regret this, but is there a place people can leave us messages to try out for Andrew's part? I think that would be big
friend. We should buy a burner phone just for that.
Have people call and do a 30 seconds.
Uh-huh. I can make a Google voicemail.
There are 96 bags. Sorry, didn't mean to do all this at the same time. Of poop, pee, and throw up on the moon. Astronauts from the Apollo missions left all of their waste on the moon so that they would be able to take more rocks and core samples.
You know what would have been? You said in bags?
Yes.
It would have been fun. Just throw them off into space and bye.
Yeah, what, did they bury it on the moon? You would think just with the there. Low gravity.
Yeah, just sitting there.
It'd float picturing, off. How picturing, dense is your waste?
Picturing Buzz Aldrin, like, burying it like a cat, like, kicking dust over it.
Because Buzz was known for...
No, I mean, he was a furry, wasn't he?
Right.
I just think it's funny to imagine them just, like, dropping him on the ground of the moon.
Thank you, Dave. I apologize.
Okay. Accepted.
Rach... Dave. I had him. I had Dave Murray as my star, and you ruined it.
But then you asked my opinion on water, and here we are.
He did 1 second of research into the role and said, you know what? This is not good for my brand.
I'm playing this fool.
I don't want to.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 422. Skip Weber's here with us. He's with us pretty much every Monday. He's the sponsor of the Sweet 16 now for years and years and years and years. This is a dumb show. It's just a dumb show. It's Monday. I feel off. Rach feels off. Rach has a reason, right? You have COVID brain still.
Yes.
I don't have any excuse.
I saw an article today that, like, mild cases of COVID give people brain fog for longer. And I feel so stupid all the time. I feel like I can't articulate myself well. Like, I'm out of it big time.
I had asymptomatic COVID in November of 2020, and I still have COVID fog brain.
I can't tell he's being serious.
Kidding or not?
I do stupid things all the time now.
Yeah.
A little behind the scenes. So we're all on a big group chat, including Trish.
Yeah.
I don't know why I said that like she wouldn't be. Yeah. But we're figuring out
Trish
the Sweet 16 today. And Weber says, I want to do something involving animals. And the last 2 weeks have been animals. Yeah. And Trish hates animals. And I texted
both
Rachel and Andrew and said, is he kidding? I can't tell. Like, well, I couldn't tell.
And I was like, he's definitely not kidding. And then immediately he was kidding.
For real, he goes, he's been talking about animals a lot
he's
lately.
He's like, I think he likes animals. Let's ride this one.
Like, I don't know what Weber's doing right now.
It was just funny because Trish goes, remember whatever she said last week, she goes, I'm not like, animals. <You know? laughs> So I just thought it'd be funny to say, let's do animals of some sort, you know?
At 9 in the morning, it caught me off guard. I didn't know.
We did air and water. Isn't there something that lives in fire that we could do?
Should be. I don't know what to make of this next story. A new study blames our excess body fat on our grandparents smoking. A new study just linked unwanted body fat to our grandparents' smoking habits, specifically grandfathers who started smoking earlier. The studies found that you're more likely to be overweight if your grandfather, either one, started smoking before he turned 13.
Either one? That doesn't seem fair.
Right?
Just a grandpa in your life.
I mean,
damn it, Grandpa.
I want to know exactly how that happens. What is it about that made that happen? Yeah. The genes didn't change. The DNA didn't change. If the grandpa smokes before 13, does that mean that he ended up lazier, so he gave lazy habits to your father? And then, so, I mean, I'm not saying that your excess body fat means laziness, but I mean, that doesn't make any sense to me.
Science.
It's something random. It's got to be random data.
Okay, so I just looked up, because, I mean, we're all thinking that it would affect, if you started at a young age, it would affect your sperm. And smoking can lead to DNA damage in sperm.
Well,
come on.
When you say all
we're
of us
all
were
adults
thinking that.
Here.
I know, which is why you don't have to say it like that. It's so cute.
Exactly.
We've been talking about poop and pee all day, burning your nipples off, and she's like, sperm.
Your sperm.
Is that what it appears to be?
I mean, well, I just wondered if that would affect sperm, and it does.
Now it sounds dirty.
So I don't know. Maybe it's like, I don't know.
Well, I'm pretty sure all my grandparents smoked before 13.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, at one time, that was the cool thing, and there was no thought about it being negative health.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you can find funny commercials from the 50s that says, the doctors recommend White Owl cigarettes or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. they recommend it.
Yeah.
When you guys were when you guys were kids, was it like weird to see people not smoking?
Oh,
or
yeah.
was it like
well, I was like that far.
It most weird. Yeah, but it wasn't unusual yeah. to walk into a relative's house and, you know, they smoked.
Yeah, I guess yeah. the question I'm actually asking is like, did most people yes. that you knew
yes.
smoked?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it yes. wasn't most, but it was definitely a good number. Like, it wasn't rare.
The people next door to us didn't smoke, and they're the only ones I can think of.
Really? Huh.
And I'm talking in the house, in the car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the time, nonstop. So I guess, like, now if someone smokes, you can really tell.
Oh, yeah.
But back then, I guess just everyone literally smelled like it. And so you just were kind of nose blind.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not that many. I mean, and you know, nicotine is still very much a thing, but it's all, like, vaping now. Like, not all that many people.
Okay. I had a discussion about this with Nick the other day. Nick was saying that nicotine is not inherently bad for you. It's just that it is addictive. And what's bad for you is the carcinogens when you are lighting something on fire and pulling it into your lungs.
Mm-hmm. And, that is what I've heard also.
And the company's gotten in such trouble because they use the nicotine to addict you to the carcinogens.
Mm-hmm. Bingo. That's what I've heard. That's my understanding of it also.
Because people use, like, nicotine pouches and all this kind of stuff, which mm-hmm. I thought would be very harmful, but evidently
well,
not.
Well, the internet also says, away from my sperm search, nicotine raises your blood pressure and spikes your adrenaline, which increases your heart rate and the likelihood of having a heart attack. So it's not, yeah, like,
that's heart.org
completely
too,
benign. So. Yeah.
Is that part of how it gets you addicted?
But nicotine's not the cancer-causing. Nicotine's not the thing that causes the emphysema and the you know, whatever the COPD and the eventual cancer and all that the other crap you inhale does.
Gotcha. Okay. So on the other side of the break, animals who live in fire. Right now I want to tell you.
Phoenix!
Let's switch it to
I
that.
I win.
Let's do. What a dumb show. We have the dumbest show. And then when we get even
more. Well, literally, wait a minute. Like, so wait is a minute. Smoking
let's,
bad?
Let's discuss this. Shouldn't we do that when Trish gets back?
I love that I'm just like, so here's some information everyone's had for 50 years.
I
act like I'm talking to a bunch of doctors, and you guys, it's so
here's,
bad.
Here's the plan.
We're all bad,
like,
at doing
we're
a
all
show.
Like, yeah, I think so, Dave. I think so.
Here's the plan that I suggest, that by the end of the day, we come up with next week's Sweet 16 amongst us, and next Monday you text out that the Sweet 16 is animals that live in fire.
Okay.
And we all put our regular list together that we have that for today's list, for today's thing. And then,
next week will be bad things about smoking. Welcome back, guys. DGS 438. I know if we're calling this Weber's World.
What's that?
Kind of on the nose. Just doing your little sponsorship here. That's sponsored by Weber Chevrolet, WeberChevrolet.com. You like Weber's World?
That's fine.
Yeah. Really? I'm not crazy about it. Let's get rid of that. Yeah. We'll think of something else.
Whatever you want to call it, I don't care.
So we're going to do the Sweet 16 of animals that live in fire here. But before that, two things. Pardon, I love that conversation. Wheels was talking about that show that I talked about back when it was on where these two guys let things bite them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to watch that tonight.
Kings of Pain?
Yeah, that was fascinating.
Yeah.
And then you were telling us about your moray eel in your aquarium. That's cool and weird and scary.
I couldn't imagine sticking my hand down there to feed it without the little feeder stick that I have and just letting it bite me. I couldn't do that. If you told me that it would be fine 5 minutes later, I can't reconcile that.
Yeah.
I've been stung by, you know, every kind of stinging insect and bitten by stuff. And
yeah.
I don't know if I admire those guys or not, because I don't really want to be able to do that, but they're bigger men than me.
No, it's for science. And TV.
I don't care.
And for TV.
It's not really,
I mean, look
for
at what
science.
The Jackass guys have done to themselves over the years. They made a lot of money.
They didn't learn anything they didn't already know. They just
that
wanted
hurt.
To... Yeah, I mean, everybody knows that if this kind of lizard bites you, it hurts. You know?
But
now we know
it?
How much. Yeah. Now we know how they compare.
Rain in on some parades, my
yeah.
friend.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Science.
Let me see if this hurts. Does this thing... It's got really sharp teeth, but I mean, maybe the jaw doesn't close. Why don't we see if it hurts? Is that how the show goes? I mean,
it's called the bullet ant, but
yeah. Every time we've seen somebody get bit by more than like four or five of them, they die. But maybe it was a painless death.
Okay, though.
Was it a painless death? Let's check it out.
I'm just looking at this video here on Twitter. Peter Ducey was at the White House asking Joe Biden a question about inflation, and Biden is caught on a hot mic calling him, quote, a stupid son of a bitch. Would you like to hear it?
Yes, very much.
Do you think inflation is a political liability?
That's a great asset. More inflation. What a stupid son of a bitch.
Like we said.
So that's that.
During my little Trump rant, like, I'm under no illusion that they're not all like this.
They're all the same.
You know?
I don't like anybody in that office getting caught doing that stuff. You know, like, you're supposed to be professional and all of that. Yeah. But you can't complain about that if you were okay before, and you can't complain about honestly, if you complained before, you should complain about this at least a little bit. Right. They're not the same. It's not the same like frequency or seriousness, but it's still, you should be like, I don't like that.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can we all agree that that's not
that's not presidential at all?
I mean, if you read political books, okay, if you study history,
of course,
they're all like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think Trump was any worse than behind the scenes. Now, the fact that he came out in the microphone and said it maybe is different, but behind the scenes, you read stuff like what Kennedy went through with the Cuban Missile Crisis and the stuff he said about the people that opposed him, the stuff that Nixon said about, I mean, it's all.
Put it in your world. Like if once a week you had to do a press conference about Weber Chevrolet.
And somebody was always doing the same thing that was making me mad. Yeah, what am I going to say to him?
Every day I have to do a DGS press conference and someone's like, are you really making a movie about Andrew? And I'd be like, you stupid son of a bitch. Yeah. You know, it's like, of course.
Well, to be fair, Dave would say that into the mic. So
yeah.
Yes, that's true. Okay. Here's a Sweet 16. We like doing music and food and celebrity and movies and all this stuff. And here's a food one we've never done. And it's basically the best international food that we eat here in America. But in an overabundance of 2022, don't cancel me. We don't mean this to be offensive to anyone. If someone puts on crab rangoon, don't email us and say that that's just an American bastardization. We know that. So it's just we're just having fun. Okay. So any food nationality that your people or my people brought over, that's what we're doing. Fair enough.
International foods eaten regularly in the United States.
That's it.
Yeah. Which is most of our food. I mean, what is our like American
barbecue?
Food?
Yeah. What
burgers.
Else?
Hamburgers.
Venison.
Yeah. Mm.
Turkey.
Man, I feel like I have a
turkey chicken.
Like a hamburger addiction lately. That's all I want to eat is cheeseburgers, dude. I wish I had one right now. Okay, let's play.
Oh, you're funny today. Cheeseburgers and sperm. That's all she's talking about.
Oh man.
Lead it up, Skip.
Okay, well, I'm going to go with very, very common, and I guess some people may say it's not, but I mean, I'm telling you, the Italians I know,
good start.
Spaghetti bolognese.
Yummy.
Spaghetti with meat sauce.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't like the marinara on there. I don't like to give the hearty meat sauce.
Yeah. I don't eat it much anymore. I should, but like Chef Boyardee's take on that, totally fine with me.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Best international food.
They call him Boyardee.
SpaghettiOs!
Yeah. Well, isn't Boyardee French? Isn't it a French dish?
Andrew.
I'm going to say, how about... great start. I can't talk today. Curry!
Yep.
I had that too, yeah.
Yep.
Big time.
Put it on the list.
All various kinds, I think, that is a grand contribution.
It's on me?
Wheels.
Chimichanga.
Ooh, yum, yum.
Those are the best.
All right.
I have to try to stop myself from going, ooh, yum.
It's almost dinner time, so everything we're saying is like, oh.
I was very reluctant to put anything Hispanic on my, even though I love Mexican food and Spanish food too, but, I mean, so much of it is, well, that's not Mexican, that's Texican, or that's from Arizona or Southwest.
That
I mean, everybody
tough.
Says that about everything, so I go, I don't even know. I don't know enough about
you
the
don't
differences.
Need that fight.
So
you don't
I know I don't need that fight. So I left those off.
I'll fight.
Was it different when you lived in Texas then?
Yes, but also was not here yet. When I was in Texas, it was all over the place, and it was just starting to get to other parts of the country. So the Southwest, I mean, I went to school and I'd never heard of fajitas. And everybody down there was already eating those. And that was like the early 80s.
That's so weird that there was a time in our lifetime.
But do you remember eating fajitas in 1982? No, I mean, nobody did here. And so
that's the quote of the day.
Do you remember eating fajitas?
You've had
in
a couple pretty good ones.
Well, Texans did. Yeah, so
you can't cancel me for what I did in 1982. I had never even heard of a fajita.
Exactly.
I'm going to go with sushi.
There you go.
Yep.
There you go.
There you go. There it is.
Oh.
There it is.
I'm high or something. It's simple. It's easy, but I'll go pizza. Like, I don't think we had pizza places here until, like, the 50s.
That's the favorite right there.
So.
Yeah. Wheatler.
We're so defensive.
The pizza boy. He's like, that's the favorite.
No one No one out there cares at all.
King Kong.
No one's like, tacos, you're canceled. We're all like, look, MFers.
I'm pretty sure that it didn't come over here.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. Terrible show has become a good show just because we gave up. That's sometimes what you got to do. 450, Skip Weber is here, the sponsor of the Sweet 16. Each and every Monday, go to Weber Chevrolet for all the information. We're doing the best international food that we love here in America. Rachel, what do we have so far?
I don't have the bracket.
Okay. Andrew.
We have spaghetti, pizza, curry chimichangas.
Mm-hmm.
Not curry chimichangas. Curry, comma,
yes.
Chimichangas.
Curry, comma,
yes.
Chimichangas.
He's selling it. He's doing a Rip Taylor thing over
curry
there.
Curry chimichangas are coming next. And sushi.
Okay.
Yum.
Sushi.
Are you pointing at Rach?
Did Rachel do a submission?
I think
sushi.
So.
Sushi. Okay. Mm-hmm.
I think we ended on me, so back to you.
Okay. So I think this is somewhat popular in parts of the country, but I was trying to go different places that, you know, with everything instead of doing five Italian things and four Mexican things. So I'm going to go to the islands, to the Caribbean, and I'm going to talk about jerk chicken.
Okay. Mm.
Love the jerk chicken.
It's not that if it's good or bad, there's a spice that I'm like almost allergic to. Some of the best food I've ever had in my life is jerk chicken, but there's a spice that if I order it and I get it and it's in there, I'm like, I can't even take a bite. Mm. But I do like authentic in Jamaica. Unbelievable.
Yeah. There's not a ton. It hasn't come full circle to the U.S. yet, but there are places that have it, and it's usually pretty good.
Andrew.
I'm going to say, how about ramen noodles?
Ooh, yeah.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah. And I'm not just talking about the, like, you know, packaged ones.
The real restaurants.
Like 20 cents. Yeah. The real restaurant ones, there's something special about those. They are truly delicious with some pork belly in there.
Wait a minute. Those restaurant ones are better than the 8 cent packages?
I really don't know about that. Like, law school for me was ramens, tuna fish sandwiches, and chips. And, like, it's only about getting fat. Like, I could eat that literally every night for dinner and be so happy. I could go to Capital Grill and be like, what do you have in your ramen selection? Like, we have chicken and beef. Like, give me the chicken. It's just so good.
How prevalent was ramen?
Very.
Like, has it always been like a big thing?
Everybody
was
eating it.
Yeah.
Now, don't ask about fajitas, but.
Well, in Texas.
Wheels.
Cubano. I mean, the Cuban sandwich,
oh,
man.
Yeah.
They're the best.
Okay, well, I was going to recommend a Cuban sandwich, but I don't want everyone going there.
Yeah, no, I get it.
So, sorry, no free advertising for you. I
totally get that.
People are on your own.
How about pad thai?
Damn, that's just what I was
looking
at. I had
that too, yes, dad gum you.
Damn! I really reacted to that.
Yeah, good stuff. Once again, another one that has different meats. You can have pad thai with any kind of meat.
Yes. Only chicken. The universal, it could be the building block of food, the taco.
What do you mean the building block of food?
I don't know. I think I oversold that.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I love it.
But no, it is right up there with the pizza for like, they're the rock stars here.
If you're going to have like standing rib roast, you begin with tacos.
Yeah.
Thanks.
And build from there.
Yeah. If you look at the food pyramid, the bottom block is just taco.
Exactly.
Look, I don't know how you fancy pants people grew up, but in the Glover household, tacos were the building block of all food.
We ate tacos for Thanksgiving dinner before we even finished carving that turkey.
The basis of any and all.
Isn't it funny how you do this diet long enough? I knew where that was going. I knew when I started, I knew what I was going to say, but I'm slow, so I'm saying things slowly. Oh. And as I said it, I knew what your reactions were going to be.
I write stuff down all the time and say, well, I'm going to get made fun of on that. That's all right, though. That's good. That's the way it works.
Whose turn?
Skip.
My turn. And I don't know if I should put this on there, but it's become, it came out of nowhere because of a movie. And now it's on a lot of different menus. It's okay. It's not, I'm not going to say it's my favorite, but it's I think it's cool to order, and kids will eat it, even though it's good for them, and that is ratatouille.
Oh, gosh. That's not where I thought you were going at all.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's just, I mean,
with the mouse,
don't even heard of that before the movie, you know? But now it's on a lot of menus, and
really?
It's got a lot of vegetables. I mean,
I've never seen it.
Yeah. I'd never heard of it before the movie.
Yeah.
I guess I vaguely knew it was a dish. What is it?
It's vegetable. It's like a mix of vegetables and some other stuff, but it's good for
us. Tomato sauce.
Yeah.
Gross.
The building block of the ratatouille.
It looks
taco.
Good.
Exactly. It starts with the taco.
I mean, it's a taco base.
And take the shell out.
I think that goes without saying.
Taco base, and you put it in the blender.
Take the shell out.
Add water.
Then you add a bunch of vegetables. Then you take the meat out.
Picture a taco without the shell.
You start with a really smart mouse. This show's so awful.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.